mental health in our community and to engage every level of government in seeking solutions. And for those who think that's an easy task, I would remind them that with the proposed cuts at the federal and state level, our challenge is even going to be more daunting going forward. This council has taken some actions recently which I think will make a difference, and that includes partnering with Multnomah County to fund a mental health facility on the other side of the river with 16 beds, which we will help with the capital dollars and the ongoing costs, but that's just a piece of the puzzle. It's a much bigger challenge. As the commissioner in charge of parks and housing, I accept responsibility for the piece of this challenge that I can affect, and we will take action going forward. But I share the sentiments of my colleagues that today is a sad day for many reasons. And when we have the discussion tonight on the report, I think it will be an even more somber tone. But it is our responsibility to act on these matters, and I think this is a responsible settlement, and therefore I vote aye.
Adams?
Well, the resolution passed this case brings to close a very tragic and troubling chapter in our city government keeping efforts. The Chaffee family has had to endure a very public examination, the death of a loved one. It's had to endure a very lengthy timeline in their ability to get the facts while having try and grieve the loss and try to move on. We'll talk about it more this evening, but I just want to reiterate as part of this settlement the years in the making that it took for the investigation for this settlement is way too long. But as the police commissioner now and as mayor of the city on behalf of city government, I want to apologize to the family and to the community for our failures. The job of the Portland Police Bureau is to keep the peace, and it is a tough job given the continuous cuts at the state level in basic social services. City workers from all bureaus confront more people with more mental illness, more people who have fallen through so-called safety net than ever before. But in reality, while making the job of our officers tougher, it is no excuse for the kinds of interaction that our city had with Mr. Chaffee. We've made improvements, but we have a lot more to make, both within the police bureau within the county and among all local government city bureaus. So I will be participating at the very least this evening via telephone, maybe in person. I want to close as well by adding my thanks to the city attorney for her commitment to finding an outcome that was amenable to all the parties, and I want to thank the Chaffee family for their strength and coming to a settlement. Aye.
The ordinance is adopted. Thank you. We have one more item on our agenda this morning. Carla, would you please read 1098-1 from the 4/5 agenda?
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with TriMet to provide transit police services.
Who do we have presenting on that today?
We have the police chief. Doesn't get any higher than that.
Chief Reese, would you like to just extemporaneize on this? Welcome.
Good morning. Chief. Mike Reese, Chief of Police, Portland Police Bureau. And not having read the ordinance, I suspect it's for our Transit Police Division authorizing an intergovernmental agreement to continue as we have in the past. It allows our operations with our partner, the TriMet, and also the other police departments that participate.
Chief, would you address the issue that was raised in the previous hearing as far as do you believe you have adequate authority to command, or how is supervision of the transit police done?
We have a commander from the Portland Police Bureau and a lieutenant, as well as sergeants who supervise the officers. We also have a lieutenant from Gresham and sergeants from other local law enforcement agencies that supervise the detail. It is challenging. I think there, as we've learned through the chassis incident, that there are some policy issues that we need to resolve with the other law enforcement agencies and our partners in this, particularly around internal investigations, that we all have protocols in place to protect accountability and officers' bill of rights and try and arrive at some fair and just conclusion on internal complaints. But particularly when there's a terrible tragedy, sometimes those protocols don't work as we would want them to. There needs to be agreements in place that cover when there are high-risk events like this.
And does this you recognize this as an issue and you have
absolutely
the capacity to address it?
Yes. And I've already talked to the division commander about that, and I've asked for a meeting with the sheriffs and chiefs of police of the partner agencies so that we can work on it at my level.
Thank you.
And I want to be clear, Chief, the ordinance provides for a renewal of an existing agreement for successive one-year terms.
Yes.
Very good. Any other questions? Thank you. Carl, anyone sign up to testify?
I did not have a sign-up sheet, but we
anyone wish to
Dan
testify?
Would like to speak.
Mr. Handelman. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Have 3 minutes, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you again, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm still Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch. And this issue is the first issue in my continued vigilance over our police review boards, where the review board came up on their own without their staff to come testify before City Council because they had heard a case that came before them where transit officers threw somebody to the ground. And that person was almost not able to be held accountable because one of the witnesses was from another agency who refused to be interviewed for the internal affairs investigation that ensued, that Citizen Review Committee then heard as an appeal. This is not something that's not the first time it's come up. When it came up in the OIR report or through the chassis incident, it came up to the Citizen Review Committee. And as I testified earlier, it does seem to be a bureaucratic nightmare to try to count on these officers from other agencies to follow the policies and procedures of the Portland Police, especially when, according to the OIR report, there are actually more officers from other agencies than there are from the Portland Police in the transit division. And while there have been improvements, I guess the transit division, according to the report, told its officers to do whatever it takes, more or less, to go and tackle people so that they won't accidentally run them into train tracks or into buses, and which was outside the policies and the training of the Portland Police Bureau. And so the reason that the officers in the chassis case weren't punished for that is that everybody in that division was doing it, so therefore it was okay. Again, I understand there's been some changes to it, but it would be much better to have a cohesive police force, and we can't do it in Portland because the trains go all the way out into other counties and to other cities. TriMet used to have their own police force, and I'd like to see it be accountable to an elected body of some kind, which TriMet is not. It's appointed. And I'd like to, as I mentioned before, I want to make sure that it has a system like the IPR for full citizen accountability and oversight. But I'm also frustrated by the contemporaneous testimony of the chief and the four-fifths placing this on the agenda, because my understanding was there was some work done on this agreement since the last hearing, and it's not clear to me what changes, if any, were made to the documents that were put up on the city's website, so I can't really testify to anything that was added to this agreement from whatever you were looking at last week or from previous agreements. I guess I'll just stop there, but you've heard this before, and you know, I'm hoping we don't have to hear it again. We appreciate that there's work being done to do joint investigations in some cases, but it'd be much better if there's just one standard all the way across the board.
Thank you, sir. Council discussion?
I'm wondering why we don't have staff to tell us what the changes are from when it was on our agenda.
We don't have a staff person to address that.
And why do we need to do it today?
Chief Reese or Mayor Adams, do you know this is an emergency ordinance on the 4/5 agenda? Does anyone know whether there is a requirement that we act today?
I believe, again, this is Mike Reese, Chief of Police. I believe that the agreement expired on the 1st of July, and it was just an attempt to get a new agreement in place. If we want to set it over and have staff respond, we can.
Does the agreement automatically continue pending our action?
We would act as if it were to continue and continue the funding streams that are in place.
Mayor Adams, do you have any objection to us setting this over to next week?
Have we checked with the city attorney if there are any legal authorization issues for this group of peacekeepers not being authorized by council, Chief?
I haven't. These agreements often are not renewed as quickly as we would like. And so I think there's been lapses in the past on a number of different agreements where it takes time to get them through the various public bodies.
I think we have three options. This is a 4/5, so we have certain voting requirements. Option number one is to vote on it today. Option number two would be to set it over to next week. Council, would option, could we, in the event that there is some reason that this has to be acted on this week, could we agree to set this over to Thursday evening just to have a placeholder and then wait to hear whether we can have this thing set over again till next week?
Yeah. Let's set it over till Thursday.
So why don't we set it over till Thursday at 6 and make this the first order of business? And if it turns out we're not under any time constraint, the council will move it to some slot next week. Is that acceptable to my colleagues?
And I'll have someone here from the Transit Police Division to answer those questions.
I would greatly appreciate if it, I mean, I'm willing to follow your direction on that. We know that it's going to be a long hearing tomorrow evening and that people...
I just want to have a placeholder.
Right.
Just in case there's a...
So I hope that we can set it over till next week.
Council, any is there anything particular action we need to take to accomplish that in?
I think you've made the necessary arrangements by identifying the set over. And then there could be an announcement on Thursday evening if you're going to continue it on to next Wednesday for any reason.
Okay, so this matter will be set over till Thursday at 6 p.m., at which point Chief will either advise the public that it'll be on the agenda for next week, or if there's something, if it's time certain, we'll take it up again.
Thank you.
So thank you for that. Thank you, colleagues. Mayor Adams, as we close the hearing for the morning, we're going to assume that you're going to be participating by phone tonight unless we hear otherwise. Is that fair? Okay, we'll make arrangements. Thank you all. We're adjourned.